Just don't approach well.
I was watching. You guys remember the episode of Fresh Prince where Pam Grier was a special guest? You don't know Pam Grier, I know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Pam Grier, so, yeah, Pam Grier, I know Pam Grier.
No, you don't. From what?
It's the Steve Harvey Show.
I don't know.
Steve Harvey Show. Pam Grier from the Steve. Hope you're getting this. What? He just said Pam Grier from the Steve Harvey Show.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Huh.
Get out.
I mean, that was a later movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was, I mean, like, we 98 enough. Right there.
Yeah, yes, we were old enough to see that.
She was a hit and miss at that
what
time,
else was
though.
She on? She was on Tarantino, Jackie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cop, she was Foxy Brown.
Foxy yep. Brown, yep.
Her taste was out there, I think, right? Yeah.
She had a lesbian scene, right?
I think so.
Something like that. I knew, hey, I had a crush on her little.
My man. I can't believe. You know what?
But this is coming from the guy who doesn't know who ChatGPT is.
I knew what it was. I don't use it.
Dang, triple. And frowns upon it. It's like, oh, I'm never going to use it. I'm not going to use it. Oh, okay.
I didn't say I'm never going to use it. I don't want to use it for the function that I'm doing now. Hmm. But what I need, I'm good. Like, if I can't verbalize and type up my own stuff, what the fuck am I doing?
Ain't nothing. No, ain't nobody saying don't do that. Still do that, but. Also,
no, you always just trying to find the easy shit.
No, I'm trying to find the efficient stuff.
Ooh.
Is it efficient?
Oh, let me intro. Let me intro. And we back. I like how you're talking tonight, Debbie. She's talking a little spicy.
Spicy ass head.
And we back. That was spicy. He was on time, but he's on time.
Well, we talking about Taco Bell fire spicy or Taco Bell hot spicy?
Talk about Atlanta spicy.
Not your one.
Got your ass.
You don't want that type of spicy.
Nah.
Beast.
Oh, no.
This type of spicy?
Get your hay spicy. Nah.
I don't need that caliente
that's
stuff.
Zesty.
Zesty
B is in the building. Zesty
no,
B.
No, don't give me that. No.
Zesty B, Godfather over here. LSK.
LSK, yep.
We got Adelphi here. What's going on? Adelphi
popped up randomly.
Randomly with the
park crooked on the street.
Yeah.
I thought it was some shit about to go down because I'm on the phone standing outside the house. I was like, what the hell? I was like,
oh, you got the work
shit.
Van?
Oh, nah, about to say you got the good car.
Oh, okay, I thought about to say the grape van out there.
It just was like, I was like, this is so random. Who's this random car pulling up? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's Farley.
Nah, go ahead. What was y'all talking about?
Yeah, go ahead.
We was talking about ChatGPT and how efficient it is and how I like to work efficiently.
This coming from a guy that's late to everything.
I mean, better late than never. Don't quote me on that.
Damn it, Zesty.
be 2 hours away. Yeah, exactly. I was late today. Yes, I was late. But I had something more important going on.
You know, my sister came over today. That's why. Mm. And some egusi soup that we ate.
Was that where that spice is coming from?
Yeah.
And what about earlier? You had in the text in the group chat.
Eating at my house?
Oh,
you over
yeah.
there raiding his house.
Bro.
I'm at a track yeah. meet and this motherfucker eating in my house. Like, I give a fuck. I was like, yo. I looked at the text, man. I was like, I hit him with the face, like, nigga,
what do I care? What? That was just, nah, that shit was like memory lane, man. Cause I had seen Gabby walking. Like, he was like cutting grass, I guess. And so I was like, man, I'm gonna walk you home. Pause. And then like,
he's walking.
Too much zest going on, man.
The emphasis on.
He held his hand too.
Nah, but I held his tremor though. Pause. I know how it sounds.
He held his tremor.
Zesty up in here today. Zesty.
He held the
tremor.
Lord.
Oh
my
zesty.
God.
His tremor. Okay.
Don't say nothing else.
Where was it though? How did you hold it? Name that.
So what you eat?
I had what I usually had, rice and cassava leaves. And your mom had like this hot stew, like hot pepper stew in the oven.
Oh.
And I saw the way she scooped it, she was like, yeah, this joint really hot. And I feel like anytime an African mom say it's really hot, that shit really hot. Mm. Not like no offense to American moms, but this is like, look, man.
I'm sitting at the track meet starving. He eating up all the food.
And that shit was good,
he
bro.
He didn't say, hey, you want me to drop you off some food? Well, where you at? You want some food? No. I'm just go to your house and eat all the food. You want to hear a story?
Hey, I mean,
one time he came to my house while I was in high school and ate a whole box of Kix.
I didn't mention that. I did.
Stephon, he ate a whole box of
Kix. I didn't eat a whole box of Kix. I didn't eat a whole box. It was like half.
No.
Wow.
It was like half.
And you know Kix ain't a lot. A whole bunch falls into
it. Was a lot, though. It was like a family box of Kix. Like it was a big box. I had like one big bowl, which was
like Craig still one bowl.
This nigga, yeah. I was like, okay.
Did they still sell those?
I tried to go get breakfast the next day. I was like, god damn,
Kix. Remember when there was a lot of cereals that was coming out when we was younger?
Yeah, he came here and ate all the food, too. So many. That's why he not allowed upstairs.
But wait, hold up. Oh, so, yeah. Like, cereals, right? Because when we was younger, it was, like, all kinds of cereals coming out. Like, now, nobody really be promoting cereals no more. It's just like, yeah, this is what it is.
Because it's not healthy, apparently.
Dang. Yeah, it's got chemicals, right, in it?
That's what they say.
It says some things, like, ingredients is, like, from plain food or some crap. Like, what? That's when I don't make cereal no more.
I mean,
man, my favorite is Cocoa Pebbles. Really? Cocoa Puffs, yep.
I like Fruit Loops.
And Captain Crunch. Yeah, that was a jam. Watching Tom and Jerry, yep.
Dang.
What's your favorite cereal, Beast? Whatever is somebody else's house?
Oh, yeah, it hit better.
It hit better at somebody else's house, wow.
What about you, Farley?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The taste you could see. Is that what the line?
I can dig it. What about Life cereal? No.
Oh, Life.
That was like grandparents' cereal, bro.
No, no.
They got no taste to it, bro.
The cinnamon version. The cinnamon. Yeah. The cinnamon. Like, yo.
What about you, Finn?
The cinnamon, yo.
What's your favorite cereal?
Reese Puffs.
It's between the Irish Man and Cinnamon Toast.
Irish Man.
Real zesty Puffs.
Today. We huh? Don't touch Reese's my Puffs. Water, fool.
Oh shit! I forgot about Reese's Puffs. Sorry.
You like Lucky Charms?
You don't like Lucky Charms?
Ew,
the marshmallows, bro.
No wonder why you don't eat.
See, y'all racist. Y'all don't like the Irish Man. That's why.
No.
The Irish Man.
Ain't nobody coming for that Irish Man.
I was so confused. Like, what the fuck is the Irish Man? It's like, is that a Filipino cereal or something?
That's racist.
Like, what the fuck?
The Irish Man. See, I would have took you for something lit. More
sugary, since that's all you love.
Number one is Reese's Puffs. Because, you know, gotta have my peanut butter and chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying like that?
Well, I'm allergic to peanuts, so that was never on the table.
Hey, for two. Real?
Yes.
Allergic to peanuts, for real?
Yes.
Yeah, he's nuts.
What happens to you? Like, is it real bad or?
I'm not trying to find out.
Oh. Okay. You just know from the mom, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm the only one in my family. Damn. I found out because I had an allergic reaction years ago.
Yeah. Wait, don't try to fuck around and find out,
I would rather not speak on it. I didn't almost die, but yeah, it was a fucked up feeling.
True.
Oh.
It's okay, I lived. I'm here.
I mean, do the EpiPen and stuff?
So I didn't know what EpiPen was at the time, but I don't have an EpiPen now. I just know you learn a lot from reading. Mm-hmm. You know, you read labels and you know don't get caught up.
You'd be like, I'm not gonna touch that.
I ask questions. Like, if I don't know what's in there, I gotta ask.
Mm-hmm. Then you can't even enjoy Chinese food sometimes. Peanut oil.
Peanut oil is fine. Cooked peanuts is fine. I just don't eat it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's raw.
But you can eat the oil?
Yeah, because it's cooked.
Cooked. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not definitely, like, I'm not going to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Please.
No, I take that seriously.
Yeah. All right. So, this is a little off topic. I saw this earlier. Huh. Saw this a little earlier. Have y'all ever worked a job for one day?
Yes.
Yes.
What job?
I worked at Quiznos with my cousin for one day, and I quit the next day.
Why?
I literally walked in after the first day. I was like, I did not like it at all. Because this was when we was in college. I was looking for another job after Subway fell through.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in. My cousin was standing there. I showed up like 3 hours late on purpose. Looked him in the eye. And just dropped my apron and walked out.
Oh, wow. That's the most dangerous
way to do. He knew I was about to quit because he could tell I didn't like it the first day.
Mm. Why? What's wrong with it?
Fuck that place. I didn't want to work there.
It's Quiznos,
bro. Nah, man, that shit was trash.
You had prior experience from exactly, competitor. But it's not,
it wasn't like Subway at all. Right. Subway was easy. Quiznos is like, you had to remember all this shit. I'm like, I'm in college. I don't have time to be taking tests at work and going to class and trying to take more tests.
On a computer all day.
Like, and then there wasn't like no guys to tell you what's on the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So like, there was like, they give you a paper and then you got to remember this shit. I'm like, bruh, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Random. Mm-hmm. Could that be a shirt though? Fuck that place.
I mean, anything could be a shirt.
Anything could be a shirt. Yeah.
Just like I feel like people can identify with that shit.
ZB.
ZB.
ZB the zest.
What was your job?
Oh, Taco Bell. Yes, I was at Taco Bell. I was like, they say, oh, you're the food champion. So I was like in the line making
the
like
fuck tacos. The fuck is a food champion?
Making the tacos and stuff in the line. Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit is that? That sounds like some slavery shit.
It was.
Did you realize? Manager,
I forgot what he said. I think it was some kind of like thing like racist or something sexual. And I quit right away. He like, are you sure? You know, I'm so sorry.
He said it in a Baltimore accent?
No, he was a white guy.
Oh, Baltimore, white people from Baltimore don't have accents?
No.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm. So why the fuck? No, hold on, what the fuck?
They don't.
I didn't know. That's
I forgot where it was. It's Cockeysville or some crap.
Yeah.
Cockeysville?
Cockeysville. That's like outside.
Baltimore County, right?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm, like
kind of, yeah. But yeah, he said some races are sexual to me. I was like, yeah, deuces.
He's like, I want this Spanish girl.
I was like, yeah.
What about you, Beast?
Zesty.
I already know the answer.
Go ahead, man.
It wasn't really one day.
It wasn't like a day, but
no, nah, I was gonna talk about Foreman Mills.
No, I was there for a minute. I was there for a minute.
How long?
I was there for like a year.
You weren't there for a year.
No, I was there for like.
I'll call Meach right now. I'll call Meach right now. Don't lie.
You worked at Foreman Mills?
At Foreman Mills.
It's he said I'm part time. I'm gonna work 8 hours.
I didn't know. I really thought I don't know because the reason why I said that is because I used to work in the gym at University of Maryland, mm-hmm. and part time mm-hmm. there was like up to 4 hours, maybe 5 hours a day, and so I'm thinking like, oh, when I get to Foreman Mills, I'm like, the fuck, I'm working 8 hours for.
They could work 2 days, 8 hours each. I was like, oh, why am I working so hard?
I was so mad. Like, this is not what I signed up for. I was like, yeah, I thought it was part time. What the fuck is this shit?
Meach,
I didn't know.
Was so mad, bro. Meach called me. He's like, this nigga Beast is a bitch. I was like, what? He's like, this motherfucker complaining about working 8 hours.
That's insane.
Like, I just didn't know. I didn't know that. I didn't know part time was based off of total hours.
Yeah.
Versus, I thought it was. I was like, what the fuck? No, that was one day. I worked for like 10 hours. Like, we was like set. It was like before everything was like
open.
I was so mad. Like, I
hate my life.
I hate my life. Wow.
I know I ain't the only one that thought about that shit. Like,
no, you was the only one.
Definitely was the only one.
No.
He's the only one,
bro.
The only one.
Oh, my God. But now y'all know. Like,
I just can't figure it out. He's like, I don't understand this. This is nonsense.
So when Meach was mad, I was like, what the fuck are you mad about? I was like, man, in my mind, I'm like, man, this nigga hate. Like, what the fuck, man? You just mad, like, bro, like, I'm not, like, I was thinking, because at the time, I've always known Meach to be working.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, you just saying that shit because you work a lot. Like, that's in my mind. I didn't say this shit out loud because back then I was, like, timid. I would never, like, talk back and shit. Mm-hmm. But when he said that shit, I'm like, man, fuck this nigga. Like, working ass nigga always working.
I'm working ass nigga.
Why this dude always work? I'm like, damn, man, can you fucking like empathize? Like, shit, like, I don't like this shit. Oh,
this is before or after FedEx? I mean, it was a UPS.
This was.
Like, I haven't been home in 9 hours. I ain't getting fed. They ain't even feeding.
No, but I really did used to think
that. You're crying. You died laughing over here.
Nah, it's funny because it's like, now I know. You know what I'm saying? Like I've worked long enough to now know, like, oh, okay, yeah, like, I know the difference now. But back then, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, what the fuck time. Is lunch, bro? I ain't gonna get no lunch. Like, what the fuck? Like,
she's still blocked. Thought it was everything about to get taken care of. Oh, my God. Their motherfuckers manager said, there's a Taco Bell. Is this all in?
Oh, my God, bro. Dog, that shit.
So, was this before UPS or after?
This had to be after, I think.
I don't even know. UPS was during PG, community college.
Oh yeah, so it had to be before. Yeah. I mean after.
Probably after.
I'm dead. I was so mad at him about the UPS situation.
Even with UPS, like it was like only
that was
like
one paycheck, bro.
I know, but it's
a week. I know because you was riding with me every day to work.
I know,
This nigga really said. My grades are dropping. It's like, bitch, you been there a week. I looked at it, I was like, yo, nigga, what?
You remember everything.
It's so bad. I drove to his house and was outside talking to him about quitting jobs. I was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, man, you gotta let him go. I was like, nah, man, that's some bullshit. I was mad at him like I would be mad at my little brothers.
Wow, yeah.
I was like, this nigga quit a job. He's like, I was like, your grades were bad before because I had a fucking grade drop in the week. And you know you don't get that many assignments in college.
Yeah, I used to bullshit. Like,
this nigga beats lazy, huh?
Like, looking back, I really used to procrastinate. I mean, y'all do that shit. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, nah, I'm in the house. I got to study.
You'd be like, Beast, we about to go to such and such. I got to study. It's Friday night, bro.
What time he's just chilling?
Nigga just want to be
playing
in the house.
Playing with his guitar.
But I can play it, though. Mm. Yeah, I got it.
You play better than my brother?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard him play in a while. So did I.
He actually makes videos and posts.
So did I.
Mm. How long? You still post?
No, that's why I said, so did I.
Hilarious. You never quit a job, did you?
I did. Hollister? No, I worked that way damn, too long for no fucking reason.
This nigga was driving to Columbia for a part-time job. What the fuck?
But the store was tight, though.
No, it was dark as hell.
The aesthetics.
It was nothing but, it was good for you because you saw milk.
Straight milk everywhere.
Milk.
I worked, this was after I lost the job at UPS. I worked as a mover one day.
It didn't last long.
One fucking day. I'm like, no, I'm not. And then the dude was like, you coming back tomorrow? Fuck no, man.
Maybe I'm now.
You really said that?
My shit. Huh?
You really said that?
Yeah.
Man, that shit hard.
Man, it's hard as hell. Man. We had to go to a fucking apartment like 9 floors up.
And carry everything?
Yeah. I'm like, bro. Jeez. Old ass lady and give us nothing. No pizza. Tip. No pizza. No tip. Nothing.
Damn, fuck her. You should have jumped her.
Exactly.
I would have took her and jumped back. Everybody go back in.
Fuck your vase, bitch. You're like, damn.
What about you, Farley?
See,
he's been responsible. Good life, his whole good life.
Gotta be like them Farleys.
Yeah, responsible.
I remember when I did quit Home Depot, though. I mean, I was there for a minute, but just one day I was like, man, I ain't coming in. Like, I mean, granted, I ain't really want to quit because it was like right when I got my real estate license. Mm-hmm. And looking back, I shouldn't have quit. But bad mentorship at the time. It's like, man, actually not even bad mentorship because I wouldn't have quit if not for him. But I was scared to quit, but I quit. And I ain't give no 2-week notice.
You just stopped showing up.
I know. I just called. I'm like, hey, I quit. Like I know it's pretty fucked up as a supervisor. It's like, damn, what the fuck? Like,
gave this nigga extra hours.
But at the same time, so I worked at Tool Rental. And some of the motherfuckers, they care, bro. Like, I was just like, you know how, like, it be busy sometimes, mm-hmm. right? And there's only two of y'all back there. But when it hit like a certain time, you would hope like, okay, hey, just work, help me work this line just a little bit for it to go die down, and then you leave. Man, motherfuckers are just like, hey, it's 145. I'm out. Like, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, that's how you feel.
You probably did the same too, didn't you? You better have.
Did the same thing to me.
I was saying you better.
He saw her put that Kit Kat in his mouth. He did that shit smooth. Like,
Yeah. Oh, wow. Damn, it's getting kind of crazy.
I'm glad we don't got no visuals, right?
Real suspect out here. What's
the worst
on?
Job y'all done had?
Amazon.
The moving.
Amazon.
Amazon.
Yes, that was slavery.
What about you, Farley?
February 21. That was like.
You would wait. What? Yeah. Give him the mic, man. Give him the mic.
Play yourself.
February 21.
Give him the mic, man.
Downtown, New York. It was crazy.
Damn,
you worked
bro.
At the Forever 21. I've never heard that.
I've never. Yeah, please do tell.
I did everything. They asked me where's this two piece. I'm like, I have no idea. Damn, I got no idea. Bro. I'm just here. What color is it?
I'm just here existing. She's just here to exist.
No, I was like, who's this tall ass nigga working in the closet?
Oh, shit. It was bad.
Were you stylish, though?
No, not at all.
I got one.
They ain't give you nothing? They ain't give
you
nothing.
No, they don't give you nothing.
No discount,
oh, my God.
They got like a 10% discount.
Wow, that's trash.
Oh, that ain't shit.
That's terrible.
At least with Ross, gave 20%.
Actually, if you think about it, the shit is only a one wash type of store anyway. Oh, yeah. The first time you wash it, that shit gonna shrink to kid's size.
Yeah, they wanted me to skip my basketball training.
Oh no!
Oh, hell no!
To go work at Extra Chef, I'm like, work at my college. Like, I'm like, I'm about to skip this.
What? No.
You don't show by Friday. I'm like, great. All right, right. I'm going.
Bye. He was like, bye. Bye, Felicia. To that job.
That's fucking hilarious, bro.
But no, how was Amazon bad?
It was slavery. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was a sweatshop. Was it a sweatshop?
Yes, man. Like, when you were snowing, it felt like, I don't know, I can't say this about my ancestors. It felt similar to what we had to go through.
Well, wow. Was it, like, were you in a like warehouse or were you like delivering?
The warehouse.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, the warehouse.
Yeah, it was.
Now they got a whole
horrible.
Union.
It was horrible.
Oh, jeez. They do have a union now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. They broke up our breaks, which felt like we had longer breaks, but
that's a scam.
It was not worth it. It was not worth it.
That's a scam.
Like, it just felt like just picking all day, picking out this this little robotic thing that comes to your station. You take out the bin and you put it into a box and send it off. And that's all you're doing all day.
I've been stealing like shit.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yes, yo. That was legit slavery. Jesus. I don't recommend it.
They call it picking.
One day the robot's going to, you know, replace us. So
they already started, ChatGPT. Nigga, speaking for you now.
Yeah, what is that? ChatGPT.
It's an AI.
Oh, wait. I ain't tell y'all my...
Oh, yeah, the group chat thing?
Nah.
Is it? Oh, that's something else. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Dog, the worst job I had... I had
former meals.
No, it wasn't for.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, go ahead.
It wasn't former meals, but like, it was this temp job that my old boss at Banana Republic. She had put me. She was like, "Yeah, man, my son work here. He killing it. Like, he don't really do nothing. Like, what?
I'm listening.
Oh." Yeah, he don't really do nothing.
Why do you do that every time I look at you?
No, because you be making a face like, what the fuck?
I read something and looked up.
Oh, okay. So, I applied for the same thing. She was like, yeah, he just be on Excel, whatever. So, I ain't really know Excel, but I applied for that shit anyway because she made it sound like it was sweet. So, it was this place called Total Wine and More, corporate office. Mm-hmm. And, man, I was like, yeah, I'm nice at Excel. Boom, got the job. Nigga. I ain't know shit about Excel. Like, I knew basic shit. Basic. But it's like, if you knew Excel, it was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But if you ain't know Excel, that shit was right, terrible.
That's how it was the first day at my new job. Like, oh, shit. I don't know how to use Excel at all.
Oh, Excel. Oh.
Yeah, Microsoft Excel.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Let me fake like I know how to do this.
I butchered it real bad.
Man, it's horrible, man. Hard. Oh, my God. Like...
After a while. How did you manage? Like, did you start figuring it out now or later? I mean.
Oh,
no, I mean, not now, later.
Excel?
Now?
Yeah. I never figured that shit out. I got to a point where I was like, hey, fuck this shit. Like,
go back. But what about you, babe?
I mean, I just.
You work with it now.
Yeah, I just asked a couple of questions and then I just worked on it by myself.
That's okay.
It's pretty simple.
Really. I learned it just because I had to learn how to do this shit because of what I do for coaching. I was like, I got to learn this shit because I ain't trying to have the kids look at me like I don't know shit. I don't want to be looked like I'm an old coach.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's pretty simple once you get to know it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about you? What was your worst job? Oh, you said the mover, right?
Yeah, the mover. That is the worst job. I don't understand how people do it. Like,
because it's tedious?
No, it's not that. It's strenuous on your body. I thought UPS and FedEx is bad, bruh. Fucking your back is hurting after a couple hours just lifting. Heavy shit. You by yourself and you don't have a good partner. Well, I had a good partner. It's just he was so experienced. Here, you lift like here. You lift on your legs and all this. You got all this.
Was he like 60?
No, he's still probably strong. Like 2 years older than me.
He sounded like he was old. No,
he was a baby too. Wow.
Right,
man. I have two worst jobs.
That's that stamina, I guess.
I have two worst jobs. The first worst job was landscaping. First off, it's hot as fuck. They don't want you to wear short sleeve, so you gotta wear a long sleeve shirt with jeans and boots.
Oh no, I would take it now. I wouldn't complain because I was
okay. Doing your yard is easy. When you gotta do 20 yards in a day,
yeah.
You on the hills.
Yeah.
People don't put their dogs away, so you might. I had to jump the fence one time because the dog just came out of nowhere. I fell down a hill one time with the weed whacker because I was trying to cut the hill.
He's like, oh shit!
Yeah, one time I had to cut a tree down
like a ball.
Bro, do you know how long it takes to cut a tree down?
Probably a couple hours, bro.
It was like six.
Oh damn!
6 hours.
It was 6 hours because you started from the top. No, because it's like, so one person's at the top. You start from the top and you got to start cutting. It's not like using a big ass machine to cut it down because you don't want to drop on the house. So you got to cut it in pieces.
Right.
Oh, that shit was like, I was like, bruh. No. On a Saturday, too, I was so fucking mad.
I didn't get my break yet.
Right.
We didn't take a break the whole 6 hours. My neighbor who lives across the street owned a company, and right now he's like 70 something. I think he's like 74. So think about how old he was when he was cutting the trees down. He's probably in his 50s.
Right.
I'm like, yo, this is fucking crazy. So the next year, I was like, I'm getting a real job. I want to go Subway because I was like, I can't do this. I want to be inside. And the second worst job was working at Nestle.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
Nestle,
yeah,
the company?
The warehouse in Laurel.
The ice cream, like
ice cream,
you know.
Joint.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Yeah, it was had me sitting in this cold ass room, 0 degrees, with a jumpsuit on.
Telling my sister job.
A fucking safety goggles and a hard hat. And I'm by myself. I'm still in college work. I'm working full time and going to school full time. So I'm not I'm leaving my house at like 7 and not coming home till like 1. So they had me sitting in the joint. It's cold as fuck. You can't have your phone. You can't listen to music.
This was before driving,
that's
right?
Yeah.
Right there. Sound like Amazon all over.
Bro, I fell asleep. So how I stopped working there, I was a temp. I fell asleep because the machine went down. I was waiting because I'm in the case. That's the case packing machine. Mm-hmm. So I fell asleep. I'm the only one that works there. Everybody's in their 30s and older. I'm the only one in my teens. I'm still 19. So they don't understand that I'm in college. They look at me like I'm something wrong with me. I'm lazy. No, I'm fucking tired. Because when I go home, I still got to do work. That shit was the worst. I was so glad to quit.
So like, how long did you even stay with that job?
A year.
A year?
Yes.
You were torturing yourself.
And then I'm getting sexually harassed by 50-year-olds.
Oh, no.
In front of my sister.
I believe it.
It's weird, bro.
Like, come here, baby. Let me get you some sugar.
All of them was from Baltimore.
Excuse me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All of them was from Baltimore.
They called you dummy.
Nah, that's before they stayed dummy. It was Chew.
It was way before.
Yeah, it was
Chew.
Oh, good job, Beast. Oh, Gail, whoever brought this up. Y'all heard what Ebony K. Williams said?
No.
I keep seeing that pop up now.
So she said she would not date a bus driver unless he owned a company.
Oh, huh? I ain't heard that.
I heard about that.
Yeah, she said she. Yeah, I think I heard about that on YouTube. She's like basically, because what's the girl name? Ayana Van Zant or whatever her name was interviewing her and asked her, "Would you date a bus driver?" And she said no.
Okay.
Unless he owned a company. And Ayana was like,
Wait. So she's single now, right?
Right? Is. But then, so it was a whole bunch of backlash. It was a whole bunch of backlash on it. Mm-hmm. And then she doubled down on it. She said she's dated men that did that. And it's like, what she said? She said something about men need to be more accountable or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It was something stupid. It didn't make any sense.
Like I said, she's single now, right?
I'm sure she is. I don't even know who. Do you know who Ebony K. Williams is? Isn't she like a reality show star?
I think so. No. But I mean, with her speaking like that, that's usually these so-called empowered women that want to be too.
Man, if you're doing reality shows.
Yeah, too much of that independence thing. Like, all right.
It's cool. Wrong with women having that type.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that, mindset, but
man, can she back up the same way? You know what she talking? What she want on the table?
Yeah.
Like, if I want to date a man and he's a bus driver, well, you gotta be the owner of the company.
Let's be clear.
She has to have her own company too.
Right.
Every man can't own a business because then who's gonna work?
Right.
Mm.
There's chiefs and Indians. Everybody's not a chief. Mm-hmm. So if that's what you're looking for, you're not looking at a lot of like. Most of those guys are not going to be the ideal men. It's good men that do it, but a lot of those guys are scumbags.
There's nothing wrong with a man having an honest job.
Yes. If you love what you do, then what's wrong with it?
Exactly.
Help your babies or
like what
whatever.
You want. I guess you want somebody that's going to be able to buy her all the expensive shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's not like she don't want to do nothing. And then just lay back and reap the benefits of the man. You know?
Lay back.
Yeah.
Receive.
Any kind of way.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I just think sometimes it's condescending because you're putting way more pressure on somebody who doesn't want that kind of pressure. Everybody isn't built to withstand pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
life ain't about money.
It's not.
Literally.
Yeah. And she's putting too much pressure on herself to be like, all right, cool. I got to have a certain set of standards. It's cool to have that, but
you got
to
back
if it
up
don't work, you. Yeah, if it don't work out for you, like, you're a woman. You have a certain age that you could be, what were we talking about earlier? Like fertile? Like, you have a certain age that, all right, you're.
She passed that age. Oh, she passed that age? So, all right, cool.
So, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what we was talking about.
Work 80 hours a week.
Right. He's not going to be there. Like,
like, he owned a bus company and he drive the bus.
A lot of women just want to lay back and reap the benefits of the man's success
and not even be there. It's not a relationship.
Like sometimes, like you are the woman, right? Like sometimes you don't even need to be as successful as the man. Mm-hmm. You need to be a mother. You need to be nurturing. You need to be loving to your man. Mm-hmm. That's success right there. That's helping the relationship.
That worked for our grandparents. That shit dead now.
Yeah.
Ain't too many women nurturing nobody.
I know. That's sad.
Ain't too many men nurturing nobody neither, so. Or providing. It's a lot of suckers.
I mean, well, it's rare ones out there. I mean, look at Farley. He's married.
It's two rare men in here.
Right.
I'm questioning this guy.
Oh, my God. Don't even do
We're
that.
We're not going to bring up Zesty.
Don't
right
do that.
Now.
Don't give me that.
He got a good one, too. Yeah. So there is some rare ones out there. It's just now it's just dying. Like, you just gotta get in where you can get the good, you know, when they get in, the good.
Get in where you
I
fit in.
I can't even say, right.
Yeah, get in where you
in
fit
in. Get in where the good is coming from. Mm,
that's the effect you know I got saying. On you. Huh?
Get in where you fit in.
You know what I'm saying.
You got you mumbling.
Right. Sound like Ice Spice.
Over here.
Oh, shit.
But,
man.
I don't know. I feel like.
I don't know. I feel wishy-washy.
It's too many women that have that kind of mindset. Mm-hmm. And then it was like. Maybe he wants to start off to learn the business and be the bus driver. And then maybe at some point he's going to branch out and become the business owner. Right. But if you're going to say, hey, I'm not fucking with you because you're a bus driver. You don't even understand the ambition. He might have ambition and want to be an owner one day.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, you start from somewhere. Like,
and you know, the funny thing is, the crazy thing is, and I said this all, one of the earlier episodes, but it's like, man, people who had that mindset, it's like the women who have the mindset, they're like, yo, man, I can't date somebody that don't make six figures. And it's just like, dang, well,
put that price on your coochie.
Yeah, it's that.
That's her if she's making six figures.
Right. Man, and not even just that. It's not even just that, but it's like, mm-hmm. it's so many people that are super successful that aren't making six figures. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, maybe these guys are asset rich but cash poor. Maybe they don't make six figures, but they got properties everywhere. Mm-hmm. They diversify their income. Mm-hmm. But you're only looking at, oh yeah, what do you do? Oh, I do this. I'm a bus driver. Oh, I rule you out. Oh, dang, you played yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dang, if you bothered to actually ask and actually took the time to get to know that man, you'll understand where he's trying to go versus where he is now. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, and then as a result, as a helpmate, it's like, all right, cool. How can I contribute to you getting to your goal, to your next level? And it's like, to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, I feel like you wanted to say something.
What if you're a bus driver, but you come home and you mentor five kids and get them off the streets?
Man, real.
I mean, it ain't all about money.
Right there.
Yeah.
It ain't all about money.
Dang.
I agree. Yeah. Mm. Totally agree. Because, I mean, look at me. I ain't making six figures. But I make a whole lot of impact every fucking day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every fucking day. Because mm-hmm. what is your legacy? Your legacy isn't your money.
Mm-hmm. And them kids looking at you like, kids, teens, they looking at you like, dang, man, this dude changing the game for me. Changed mm-hmm. my life, changed my mindset.
Do they come to you mm-hmm. sometimes about their personal life and like, oh you know, Cedric, can I talk to you? Can I lean on you real quick? Yeah.
Of course.
They remember you for a lifetime.
Yep. I think that's the purpose of living.
Being a bus driver.
Exactly. That's why she's single now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That bus driver, going back to that whole, he could be a bus driver, but impacting these kids. There's a certain level of empathy that you have now and understanding. So then it goes back to like, what does it mean to provide aside from just money? Like, dang, it's so many guys that don't take the time to understand their woman or don't understand women. Like, mm-hmm. people just want to be understood, but you focused on money. So it's like, okay, cool. He, not only is he working, but he's too focused on working to provide you time or provide you money, but it's not even quality. It's not even quality time. Mm-hmm. He's like, dang, man, how come you don't spend no time with me? Oh, I'm providing you Birkin bags, but I want to enjoy it with you. Nah, I'm too busy. Like, working 80 hours, driving this bus.
Putting a price on your coochie. That's all I'm saying.
Dang, man.
So putting a price on the coochie. Yeah.
But I think that's where
apathy.
That's what I think that's probably where like a lot of men, they just they're that's the frustration, because it's like, dog, like if you bother to get to know me or learn about me, you'll realize like, yo, there's levels to provision, there's levels to stuff. Mm-hmm. But nah, you on social media and you seeing everybody like this, and you're like, oh well, he gotta make X amount of money. And that's a whole nother thing, man. People that be one of these high earners that be like high earners, VPs, multiple whatever. That like, bro,
yeah.
they're busy.
Yep. They're, they don't like, have time.
Especially like, if you're a multiple business owner.
What you think this is? Like people that, you know, I ain't gonna drop no names, but people
that say Angie.
I'm not gonna say that. But it's just like people who what?
No,
but it's like
don't worry
about it. But it's like, man, like high level people, they putting in hours. They wake up early. Mm-hmm. Wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m. and office at 6, working. Mm-hmm. Then tired. Come home and just trying to unwind. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but then whole time you out here thinking like, oh, dang, he probably at work, chilling, playing golf. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, I'm going to put in 4 hours and I'm going to collect 10 racks and come home. And then I have all this energy like I just woke up. Nah, bruh. Nah.
That's when we need to be humble about
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Man.
Like, you don't do anything. Oh, my God. Like,
you don't do anything for me.
That man's mind is working.
He out here like, dang, man, I just had to fire men, somebody. Though.
It's women, too, yeah, that be working like that. And that a dude, it's some needy ass shit that be going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The people who don't work be needy as fuck.
Like, yeah. What you doing? What
go
you doing?
Find
what you doing?
Some business.
Yeah.
Where you at? What you doing? WYD.
So, on the other side of it,
mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods' ex girlfriend sued him.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, I heard about
the most recent one.
Assault or what?
No,
what?
She said he like it was. It's a ridiculous ass suit, lawsuit. It's like $26 million or some shit that she's asking for.
Yeah, she got locked out the house or something.
Yeah, because he broke up with her and like didn't let her back in the house or some shit.
So she's suing him for locking her out.
Something like that.
It's that.
So my thing is, so
she is white. As
when is he gonna stop messing with white women? Because he's failing left and right. He lost his fortune the first time.
Yep.
He got it back. Now he's getting sued again.
Yeah. There's some bad luck with that.
Mm-mm. No. Stop drinking the milk, Tiger.
Yeah. He
maybe he needs to date an Asian woman.
He don't like brown.
He don't like his own kind.
He only like pink. He don't like brown.
Yikes. But it's like, bro, like, he can't get out of his own way.
He can't. Like, you the best golfer in our era, and you like you're so famous.
He was.
I don't follow golf no more, but you know
he ain't been good in years, bro.
No, I don't know.
After the accident, he really ain't. He's had one major.
What was the cause of the accident? Milk.
That's the way you say it.
It's milk.
But I mean, just I don't know.
He needs to get that
some,
shit up.
Yeah, some people are just stuck in their ways of what they're.
It's because he went to Stanford.
Yeah.
You know, he just, it's like, I just be like, bruh, I haven't seen a good headline for Tiger Woods in so long. Everything is so negative.
Man. It's been 14 years since that accident.
God damn.
And recovered since.
Nope.
I mean, he let it affect his game. He could have had the record for the most majors.
Yep.
Had he stayed the course. But no, he want to have 25. And I think every woman he cheated on his wife with was white, wasn't
she? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he was leaving voice messages talking about, hey, it's Tiger.
Voice
yeah, you don't remember that? He was like, hey, it's Tiger. It's
I need you to delete that.
Like, yeah, I got some money for you. I'm like, what? Come on, bro. Come on, man. You can't do that.
Oh, man.
You say his whole government.
Yeah, hush money.
I said he was wilding, too. Yeah. Like, it was like, what, 20 women?
At least. All spoiled milk. Like, come on.
Spoiled milk.
Come on, man.
But they send no money now.
He's still insanely rich, but it's like, he could have been a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, he was close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, it used to be Tiger Woods Golf, like, 2005.
Mm.
Now it's...
He was, like, literally the
ESPN
number one...
Man.
He was the number one paid athlete in the world until that fateful night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he get looked at like white people look at him like he OJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't kill a white woman.
Yeah. He just kept throwing them.
Man.
Why don't he just settle down with a nice, like... beautiful Asian woman or black woman? Like,
he's not gonna do it.
He don't like his own kind. I'm trying to tell you.
Do you think he ever grew up around black people?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Probably just his father.
Daddy.
Yeah, that's it.
Daddy probably was a hood nigga too.
Well, maybe he tried to date his kind, and they rejected him. So Sally Sue,
I mean,
danced with him at the,
they rejected
you know, homecoming.
Kobe too.
He got himself a Hispanic.
Facts. Yeah, he went to prom with Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that was just PR. What do y'all think?
Wait, didn't Brandy go with Kobe?
Did they actually like each other?
I don't think so.
I think it was just PR.
I don't know.
I didn't get that far into the book, so just wait.
Oh, don't want to ruin it for you.
Hey,
I don't think that was
y'all heard this thing about, they're saying Diddy's like offing people.
Yep.
What type of off? That off or like?
This ain't like everybody knows.
He's jacking them off and killing them off.
You know the
I know
the rumors about Diddy.
I read something that's like all the people that knew Diddy's secrets are like something's happening.
They're
to
getting
him.
Off and then off. Well, okay.
What's going on with Jamie Foxx? I've been yeah. hearing about that type of speculation, I don't know. Too.
The Jamie Foxx thing is scary because ain't nobody saying nothing. But it's apparently he might have had like a stroke, like a massive stroke.
Yeah, but I think he's he's good.
One minute he okay, next know. Minute he not. You know, they say, oh, that, it's probably cloning. Oh, no.
All right, so look.
Hey, see, that's too like much conspiracy theories. Right.
Conspiracy theories.
That's too much over there.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Man, if they ain't clone Gucci, man, they definitely ain't cloning Jamie Foxx.
They clone Gucci, man. You
Gucci
man,
clone,
hell,
bro.
That's the same Gucci. The way he talked to Angela Lee, that's the same Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
So you ain't trying to slide in my DMs?
They probably question to say that.
But nah.
Man, hell nah.
So you know the rumors, right, B, about Diddy?
Yeah, he a fruitball.
Yeah, that he go that way.
Yeah. So yeah,
I mean, I'm not surprised.
But what's wrong with him being right. bisexual now? Is that open? And
okay,
fluid
so
now?
I get it, but like, Diddy's been. It's like it's different because it's not like it's been a rumor before. This is like all coming out now. It's like kind of weird.
So you telling me he was the cause of the East Coast West Coast war?
That's what they're saying though. They're saying.
Thug love.
Yeah, thug love.
Homies over hoes.
Yep. Homies over hoes. To the homies. To the homies.
Oh my God.
I remember, my goodness. I remember 50 Cent was like, yeah, he's trying to take me out like I'm some girl or something. Yeah, remember that interview?
50, yeah, but 50 been on it. He ain't gonna fuck with 50 because 50 is shoot back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't good because remember in the Drink Champs, he was like,
oh God.
Remember with Jadakiss and Fabulous? I like the way you do that, Daddy. I'm like, what?
Yo, like, come on, why you man. Keep saying that shit, bro? Come that's on, man. Fucked up, man.
It's not helping your case.
It's like, at the time when I watched that episode, and I was
I thought he was joking and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm like, okay, he might be fucking around, but it's like, when 50 Cent started talking about, I was like, yeah, that's a little weird, bro.
I mean, it's not a problem with that.
No, it's definitely not a problem, but it's like, what's with this Young Miami thing?
I don't really keep up with that.
That's his beard.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Kim was his
beard. That's his beard. Both.
His what?
So it's a term used in the gay community.
Man, J-Lo made a song like, oh, you know, don't be behind my love, boy. I want you. What? You know, that song, remember?
Man, first
so
off.
So I'm like, whole time he just buying her stuff and like, let me go mess with men over here.
First off,
that's basically what J-Lo said.
J-Lo looks like the most annoying person you could date.
Think so?
Yeah, look
you
at Ben Affleck.
Video Ben Affleck? He looks so mad. He slammed his own door. Get the fuck out of the car.
Fucking bitch.
He looked depressed.
No.
He looked more depressed.
How many men has she been with?
She's the Thanos of wedding rings. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Thanos. Thanos of wedding rings. She got all the Infinity Stones.
Like, she literally, to me, she seems like just not a pleasant person to be around. Because I've like watched like stuff.
But the butt cheeks ain't annoying though. Right?
So what?
The butt cheeks.
Man,
annoying.
That shit, man, she older now.
Right.
I ain't about to, man, that shit ain't enough.
Like powder or something?
Nah, that shit ain't enough, man. Just because you fat don't mean I got to tolerate your fucked up attitude.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Shit. There's a lot of fat neurons now, shit. I don't know, but the Diddy thing is wild.
Yeah.
I hope it's not true that he out here just getting people killed because they know a secret.
Nah, he a real gangster now.
I heard about
Gangstalicious.
What was the rapper? I forgot his name. He young dude. And he was on Charlamagne. Do y'all remember?
Charlamagne.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, you was at Miami the same time as Diddy, da-da-da-da-da. And like, oh, no, it wasn't like that, man. I was with somebody else, da-da-da-da-da.
The nigga was like, fuck, no, don't put me in with this nigga.
No, basically, he's P. Diddy's boy toy. And then all of a sudden, oh, he getting this woman pregnant. He with Young Miami, all this weird stuff going on.
I don't know. Is this rapper dead now?
No.
Oh.
But like, I guess
he's like, come on, daddy. You know you was with me, daddy.
Yeah, just to keep on a hush, he went on this, you know, PR, you know, tour.
That's wild. Never I know, I don't remember the rapper's name, but I remember reading that.
You read that too?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
He was like a little young boy.
Yeah, it was like one of your rappers.
One of his proteges.
It was like YK Osiris, right?
Yeah, something like that, right? Yeah.
Oh, the one with the teeth. Oh, okay. The one with the teeth.
Oh,
yeah, man. That's creepy, yo. Mm-mm.
It's fucked up. I saw this wild ass video.
I heard he got Biggie killed.
I don't want to speculate.
Yeah,
on that.
Let's
allegedly.
But I don't know. It's a lot of stuff going on with that.
Then Kim Porter, like all of a sudden she got pneumonia. Well, one minute she was healthy, initially. Next minute she's sick.
That's yeah, she's about to out him.
I'll be sure.
He offed a lot of people.
He was. I'll be sure was
Andre Harrell. Yeah.
Yeah, was we're not. We're just
speculating.
About?
So okay. Let's allegedly, make sure allegedly. That if this happens to hit his ears, we're not accusing him of anything.
Yeah, right. No, just allegedly.
He got great songs though.
Hey, I love Diddy songs. Right. To be honest with you.
Last yeah, night.
But it that's suck. The best song. But it would suck if everything's true though.
No, not really.
We'll never know.
But then he's gonna try to kill everybody.
We literally will never know.
Even us.
Yeah. He's way too powerful for anything like that to ever come out to either be confirmed or nothing. It's just always gonna be hearsay.
Right.
Yeah. Niggas rich as shit. When you got that kind of money, niggas can die without the money ever being connected to you. Nah, that shit ain't never gonna come out.
But like, I mean, he should just be open about his, you know.
Can you get to sexuality. The mic though?
Oh, he should be more open about his sexuality. Isn't that wrong with that?
Man, that's his prerogative whether he wants to be open or not. That's we can't tell him, hey, tell everybody you're bisexual. That's crazy.
Right.
I mean, well, it did.
See, that's the problem with this generation now. Niggas are too open. Mm-hmm. Like, where's the secrets? Where's the secrecy? Where's the privacy?
Right.
Where's the discretion? Everybody doesn't need to know who you
like.
Do you
think that's why
he's Frank- killing people.
The gay mafia in Hollywood. So maybe
I don't know nothing about that.
I heard about that for years.
I know about the Check-Its down in DC. I heard about that, but nah, that's
what?
Like Check-It. I don't want to say you know the N word after that because that's what they call it.
What is that?
Wow.
What? You don't remember the Check-It? Check-It crew.
Check-It.
You don't remember the Check-It crew?
Were they zesty or something?
It was like 10, 12 years ago. Like. A bunch of gay members would like would ask you down gallery like, hey.
Oh man, yeah. See, I didn't want
to. Oh, that's why. No.
You don't remember that?
Nah, I mean, I heard about that, but
they
like,
used to like jump you if you was like you not gay. Like,
damn, that's now everybody gay.
Oh
hell
no, that's
just
insane.
Don't go down gallery.
Dang dog, that's damn.
It's literally insane.
Why would he jump
you? Getting bullied into being gay.
Right. It was like a documentary in that job. I'm like, oh, damn, I remember this.
Man, that's insane.
Wow, they never scooped you up? Cause you.
I was never down there. Oh, okay. As soon as I heard that, let me stay away from that.
We're not watching movies there anymore.
I don't even think it exists anymore, probably.
No.
Probably not.
No.
So this was like the 2000s or something?
Yeah. I mean, we are in the 2000s.
Early.
Probably like 11 or 12. One of those.
Yeah, it was kind of wild.
Ooh.
Dang.
I had it rough then.
What else we got, man?
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy last week.
I ain't seen it yet.
We didn't see it yet.
Yeah, we ain't seen it yet.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
First of all, it wasn't $5 on T-Mobile
okay,
Tuesday.
First of all, babies and babysitters.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Figure it out.
All right, well, you watch me next.
I mean, damn, all you had to do was ask.
I mean, everything you need is here.
But it was good.
I heard it was like one of the best ones.
It's probably the best one since Endgame.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Even better than Spider-Man.
Marvel movies Spider-Man's been tanking
was, yeah,
lately.
But it's not. They haven't been tanking. People's expectations are so high because of Endgame.
Right.
They're telling a new saga, a new story.
Oh,
so it's like
because that's how it was in phase one. Like you had to build to get to
build
end
up.
Game.
Like people are expecting it to be here.
If it's
here, then you can't.
It was a good build to Endgame.
Yes,
though.
And it's.
But now it's like all these mixed.
He's making the point. You're making his point. Like
the point is they got to build back up to the Kang War and all that stuff. It's a lot going on. It's a writer's strike going on.
Oh yeah, that too.
Disney's restructuring. There's a lot of things that could go. That's going against them that they have to work through. You know what I'm saying? But I think they're doing a good job. It's the story. They're telling a whole saga. So it's going to be a bunch of movies before they get to that. So it's not like everything's not going to be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to tell this part, then have to go over here and tell this part, then go tell this part, then tie it all in at the end. To make it make sense.
There's a million books in Marvel.
I mean,
DC
shit.
Stuff,
the first phase, you got Thor Dark World.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of shit.
No, it's trash.
But, I forgot.
I saw some video yesterday. It was the wildest shit I ever seen.
What?
So it was like it was one of those watching to the end videos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a stripper dancing. Well, she was laying down. The other stripper was like I don't know, if she was dropping water from her mouth or she was spitting on her cooch. So exactly.
Ew.
Wait to the end. Mm-hmm. So the girl gets down and starts to like lick her and whatever. So she gets up and this random dude from the crowd just jumps in and tries to eat the girl out. And then the girl that was laying down got up and tried to fight the nigga. And that's how the video ended.
Yeah, this ain't Facebook.
No, it was on Twitter. Definitely Twitter.
Definitely Twitter. Oh my God. That's crazy. I was like,
first off, it gave me flashbacks of what the, what's that place?
What?
Where the girl squirted the water out of her cooch?
It wasn't Sensation. It was Sensations. It was?
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse you. Y'all actually went or what was it?
We went to a strip club once. A long time ago. It was like 22, 23.
No, it wasn't Sensations because Sensations the one down the street. Yes. What's the one over there?
No. Fuego's is when
that's Fuego's.
We went for his birthday, and he didn't want to get no dap dance, and the muffin top girl tried to get you to pay for the dance. The girl clapped at Gail. She was like, "Hey, you gonna pay?" He was like, offended. He had like the most offended face. He was like, "No."
I don't think I told you. I was pissed.
He wasn't even gonna respond.
The stage is right here, right?
What was this?
I don't know how long ago this was.
This is the '20s.
This is the stage, correct? Uh-huh. There's one girl I'm looking at right here. There's a Spanish SpongeBob shaped body over here, right?
And body.
So I'm looking this way towards that one girl, and she, hey, she clapped at me. Like, what the fuck? I don't want you. I want her.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm sitting there. It was a girl sitting on my lap. Mm-hmm. So I paid for a dance, and she just sat there for like three songs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Beast's birthday. I'm like, Beast, do you want to dance? I will pay for your dance. Beast is like,
was it really my birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
You try to go to Rose Bar.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was the first time I went to Rose Bar. That's when Rose Bar just opened.
Damn it, old self. Shit.
Y'all Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all said fuck family. Fuck family to another level.
Hey.
I just realized
it. Wagos don't never close.
Yeah.
It was like six people in that joint.
Man.
It was like six people in that joint. So the girl sits on my lap and I'm like, why is she still here? She's like just sitting there, right? So then she says, I'll be back. I gotta go smoke a cigarette. I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah. In my head, she didn't even sound like this. In my head, it was, I'll be back. I gotta go smoke a cigarette.
Yo.
Did she ever come back?
No, we left.
Oh,
because you didn't want to dance. Gail was mad at the muffin top girl.
Yeah, she was so mad.
Muffin man,
so
nice stuff.
Nah, she was horrible.
She was trying so hard to get your attention before she clapped.
The other honey dip was good, right?
Yeah, so Fuego's is hit and miss. So it's like around the corner from where I used to live. Mm-hmm. It's really hit and miss. Like, it might be three bad girls and five terrible girls all working at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't we try to go to the stadium?
I don't think so.
Have y'all ever been?
Dang, I feel like I missed.
I used to have. Truth be told,
you used to always go there for fucking wings. I'm like,
he
texted me like random nights. I'm going to stadium. Okay.
On a Tuesday night when it was like $2 Tuesdays
mm-hmm.
for the it was $2 Tuesdays for the drinks. I knew one of the bartenders, so she would hook me up, and I just tip her. But they had fucking wings. Like, the jerk wings were like, I don't know who the fuck the chef was, but that shit was fire.
They got like a jerk spot like down the street.
No, but they have their own kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they used to do Taco Tuesday, and the shit was bomb as fuck.
Yeah, you eat tacos, you see tacos. Like, come on, bro.
No, like,
but
the shit was like.
Eat and then somebody cool.
I know.
No,
yeah,
but
I never understood
the
that.
Kitchen area was separate.
Oh.
And then the way, see, stadium was not set up like a normal strip club.
Because there's a meme out there, and then SpongeBob got a cootie bent over.
Oh, that's nasty. But so stadium wasn't designed like a normal strip club. You walk in, there's a big ass stage there, and the bars over here. No, stadium, they had the bars where the main stage was. They had two stages on there. a stage right and a stage left mm-hmm. with the middle stage. That's the stage part. You have seats. You have the bar. They don't put no seats. And then they have the kitchen area where you can sit down and eat. So you could order your wings at the bar and eat at the bar. Mm-hmm. Or you can order your wings and sit in the kitchen area. You wasn't, and the girls just walked around. It wasn't one of those, it was like an upscale type of strip club. It wasn't like the shit that you see on TV, like on Players Club. Oh, okay. Yeah, so it had more of a club feel than a strip club feel.
When y'all go?
Fuck no. They, strip, stadium, you gotta understand what stadium was.
Good, but everyone else is stink.
I mean, not really. I've never been to a stinky strip club.
I can't really remember. I just know one of them was bad. I think that was Sensations.
Sensations was a warehouse.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't have a pole.
They didn't. They did. Yeah. I just remember that.
Ghetto. I mean,
it was literally like a garage. They made like a garage door.
It was like a car wash joint.
Yeah, in the corner.
Day, yeah.
Wow.
But they made bread. That parking lot was full every night.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
But like, stadium was like. It's like, I mean, they blew up because Drake mentioned them on a song.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I'm talking about, they were charging niggas $80 to get in on Friday nights. And niggas was paying it every week. And that's not even paying for dances.
But why y'all paying, like, my question is, why y'all paying for the fantasy when you could just...
We pay regardless.
What?
We're paying regardless.
Yeah, even outside the strip club, we still paying.
I'm dating you. I'm whining and dining you to get the coochie.
Exactly.
I'm still paying.
So there's no difference.
There's nothing. No. Yeah. I've said this before. Dating is prostitution.
I sent you some money.
It is though.
Yeah, yeah.
You feeding her and then
dating is prostitution.
Come on. I see it.
I mean,
there you go.
If you think about it, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean. A guy whines and dines to get your attention. That's a fantasy because you're going to whine and dine women. You're not always going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not. That's true. You know?
That's true.
You just hope to have a higher batting average than more hits than misses.
Just prostitution with your clothes on.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't want to call it that because it sounds dirty.
But it's true.
Just a fantasy. I mean, you're trying
so
to.
I was a prostitute.
I didn't say that.
See, why I didn't want to say that.
I like how you try to flip that, but no.
But that's what it is. I mean.
Okay, thank you for making me feel like a pretty woman. Thank you. Okay. I know you said, but.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you. What like a man that dresses nice? He's not dressing nice for himself. Mm-hmm. He's trying to catch the attention of somebody.
Impressive.
That them dunks.
They don't dress that every day.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in the house, you never see a nigga wearing the most designer shit in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga is in rags.
Exactly.
But as soon as he about to walk out that door, his rags are different from other people's rags. But as soon as he walk out that door, that motherfucker, you presentable as fuck. Mm-hmm. Getting haircuts. Like, think about it. Niggas get haircuts every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That shit, the haircut only lasts a few days.
That's true.
But you're paying $30, $40, some people paying crazy money just to look good. You ain't looking good for your mama. Mm-hmm. Your mama think you cute regardless.
Right.
You like.
That's for the club on Fridays.
Her. Oh, yeah. Because, club on Fridays and then Thursday you get a cut again for the club on Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
So you can get chose.
Do some strippers prostitute? Like, do they? Do you hear stories?
Yeah, some women prostitute too. They got 9 to 5.
That is factual statements. Yes,
women that make 6 figures that prostitute.
Do they try to make more? Like, do they offer services?
Of course they do. Well, that's pretty sure. A lot of people do that.
Have y'all ever been offered? Like,
I've been propositioned when I used to live in my old apartment. I was pumping my gas. She walked up and said $20. I was like, this is the wrong person.
$20.
She was direct.
It was an old beat up joint too. So I'm pumping my gas, just trying to get home.
You gonna catch
up. She says $20. I'm like, for what? She's like, $20. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, whatever you want. I said, nah, I'm good.
Next thing you be itching and burning now.
Right. Oh, no,
good thing
I'm
you was
stupid.
Like, nope. Yeah, you know.
I'm still handsome enough to get a woman if I want to.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, his dick was gonna fall off after that.
No, but you know what was wild? You know what was wild about that situation? The next week, we're in the office paying rent, and she walked in with one of the other tenants.
Oh no!
And I looked at her. She looked at me. I looked at him. I said, "Hey, let's go." I said, "Maurice, let's go. Let's go. Let's get out of here." Oh wow! Shit was weird, bro.
Dang.
That wasn't even the first time at that gas station. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, I'm about to go to my sister's house to get gas. Mm-hmm. The girl walks up. She said, "Do you have $5? I said, "Here you go." I give her $5. Mm-hmm. She goes in. She comes back. She's like, "Actually, I'm trying to get some stuff for my kids. I can give you head if you..." I'm like, "Look, here's 20. Just leave me alone."
You really said that?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
She was young, too. That shit fucked me up.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever... If you've never been to Sheriff Road, don't ever go to Sheriff Road at night, because they're going to proposition the fuck out you.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's a fucked up ass existence.
Is that all we got?
Yeah. Well, I started watching Succession.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I still haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
First Succession. The first episode. Oh, I'm not done the first episode.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, we gotta catch up.
I didn't watch the episode. I just started. I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to type.
Tell us, I didn't miss that.
Yeah, but it was good so far. I can see why it's so popular. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah, we're gonna check it out.
I'm waiting on Gil to watch Swarm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm still trying to finish Dear Mama. I think it's one episode left.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was boring.
Okay.
You think?
But I only watched the first episode. I'm at the point where it's like
everything we know already.
How many Tupac documentaries are they gonna make?
Yeah.
I know his mom's story. Mm-hmm. I know his story. Like,
there's only so much.
Exactly. Like, please stop making documentaries about known people.
Yeah, that is fact.
Where's the Mutulu Shakur documentary? Or the Betty Davis.
Did y'all see the Whitney Houston thing? The movie?
No. Nope.
I watched that in the theater. I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Yeah, with the actress that doesn't look nothing like her.
I mean, how many people walk around looking like Whitney Houston?
That's true.
Zero.
I thought she did a great job. She talked like her.
Yeah. And sung
like her. She had her mannerisms. I mean, shit. Fucking Denzel Washington don't look like Malcolm X, but he did it.
but he did a good job, though.
He did a great job.
Like, there was kind of a similar...
She did great. The only thing they fucked up on was they had RZA playing fucking Bobby Brown.
Oh,
for real?
That guy plays RZA on the Wu-Tang Show.
Yeah.
I was like, he's talking like RZA. That's not how Bobby Brown talks. So he's terrible.
I wonder if Bobby Brown watched that shit.
Bobby Brown was like, what the fuck? Like, it's like they just picked a dark-skinned nigga.
Just say, "Hey, you want to make this movie real quick?"
No, that shit
basically did.
It was triggering though, the way her father was like controlling her.
Oh yeah, that part.
Like, did y'all watch it?
I never seen it.
No, her father, that nigga on his deathbed was like, "You owe me." What you said, $40 million or something crazy like that? Mm-hmm. On her deathbed.
Like, damn. Yo, are you serious?
The woman he cheating on her mama with is his assistant, and she walking in and out the office. This nigga was passing out bank cards to all the employees.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. This shit was weird.
That is messed up.
But yeah, this shit was triggering.
Yeah, that was triggering.
Super
man, you
would have yoked his ass. Yeah, it made me mad. Like, I walked out the theater mad as shit. Like, what the fuck, bro? Because it's like, you can see why she was deep into drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like, the family was not, like, the family was enabling, because they wanted to hide everything. So she liked the girl Robin. They were like basically a couple. And her father's like, "I don't like your hair short. You need to start wearing wigs. You this thing is not going to happen. You can't work for my daughter." Mm-hmm. Like, just every time she turned around, it was just some shit.
But what about Eddie Murphy? They didn't really highlight that relationship.
She had I didn't know she dated Eddie Murphy. Just know she fucked Jermaine Jackson.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucking Jermaine Jackson, man.
That's the way you said it.
She fucked the wrong Jackson brother.
Yeah, definitely. Should have
been Michael Jackson.
Shit. But yeah, I
enjoyed. Was he even into women, Michael Jackson?
Ooh. I don't know.
That's
Beast.
Why you say that?
He's the biggest Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, he was in the girls.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in Girls. Like, what? You know women. Him. Like, you know.
Oh,
I think honestly, I think he was in love with Diana Ross.
Oh, definitely.
She was a predator.
Definitely.
Hey, she was. You know what? I used to talk shit about her. Mm-hmm. She was pretty as shit.
Yeah, she was.
Diana Ross, was young Diana Ross was like fucking. Goddamn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. She might have been looking better than Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
Oh, no, are you
I don't
sure?
know about that.
I don't know about
Chaka Khan. No, I'm serious. Like, 1970s Diana Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Because I went back and looked. I like do this thing where I watch stuff on TV and somebody's name comes up. And if they're older, I Google their pictures of when they were younger. And I was like, looking at Diana Ross, I was like, yo. Like, now I see why she's had so many marriages and why so many men was on her. Because even now she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like damn near 80.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's going to be for Halle Berry.
I don't know, because that mulatto side, the other side might end up coming in. You know, they age like sour milk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like, how y'all feel about Halle Berry? Like, do you think
I think she's crazy.
She's overhyped.
No.
She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's crazy.
I don't know. Like, how come I never seen it, though? Like, I mean, of course you don't see it. But
you light skin.
Wow.
Oh, I guess we got to end it on that.
Yeah, off of LSK.
Minority Minds Podcast.